went there one time, I was about 28 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So I went blue, and I come home, I put my blue in the rice water. I said, huh, but that's why they keep that water look pretty blue.
Mm-hmm.
That was from the sky. Sky blue, I think the water looked blue.
Yeah. Well, talking about that kind of thing, what do you know, if the fire chief came to the fire by himself, what would he probably drive in?
In a car?
Does he have one of his own?
Yeah. Well, fire chief car.
Do the police around here have any kind of big vehicle that they could take a lot of people in at one time?
I don't think so. I don't think I have police cars. Mm-hmm. You never watched Adam 12?
Mm-hmm.
I like that, don't you? Well, they should get lots of problems, though, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what about Jack Webb. That's what Jack Webb from them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mercy is too.
Mm-hmm. Where did the...
He used to have a show of his own on TV, Jack Webb.
Dragnet?
Uh-huh.
Where do all the firemen stay in Fort Worth?
Well, they stay at the fire station and on duty. They're on duty, they stay home.
What about the police?
I've been at the police station too.
Police station?
They stay at the police station on duty, they're on duty. Stay home with their families.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got one fireman working over here on 8th Avenue. You know, if they're not on duty, he'd be home with his mom and daddy, because he's not married.
Say, if a person was arrested for being drunk and he couldn't make bail or anything like that, where would he probably spend the night?
In jail. Go about that. I saw a cook girl up there at the hospital yesterday. They take her out there wear and things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look like a real young cook girl. They had a chain around her ankle.
Oh.
Oh, what's it doing? I told someone, I said, go on in, look at that young girl. I said, look like she's so young, look like she could get in trouble. But she did. Got some kind of trouble, because they wouldn't, this woman police won't be up there with her chain around her ankle.
Must have been something bad.
Yeah. Like a girlfriend of mine. She's dead now, but her and I, she's a year older than I was. She went to town with her niece. And her niece is shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, she asked her, she said, oh, you getting stuff at? She says, you don't use any amount of money. She said, never mind, I'm getting it.
Hmm.
You put stuff on her, you know.
Yeah.
And she, last place they went, she tried a fur cloak on and walked out with it.
Hmm.
All the time before she got to the store, police got there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on bail. She'll go to jail out of court because she was about 16 years old, 17, no, she was 16 years old then. But she's here young now when I was 15. And so they put on bail waiting. Once a week she'd go back and give account for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Her niece, or whatever it was, to her, she went to Penn, I think it was, shoplifting.
Is there any particular place in the jail where they keep the drunks?
I mean, so. There used to be a hotel across the street from a jailhouse. And all of a sudden, every day and week, this girl sang all kinds of pretty Christian songs. And on Saturdays, on weekend, I mean on Sundays, she sang all that nice Christmas songs. She sang all kinds of smutty songs. And drawing this girl, preacher out and all their songs out. Because she could sing real loud, you know. I said, Billy, if I'm going to sing, I sing some secret songs on Sundays.